Betty came by on her way, said she had a word to say about things today and falling leaves.
First off, you know, I always have to give credit to my dad. My dad was my first musical mentor. Dad was a wonderful pianist and vocalist. His style was mostly jazz. He played in the Count Basie style, a little bit of the jump blues from the late 40s and early 50s. That he was a sort of a time machine to that style. And he also sang and played gospel music beautifully. And in the same token, my mother has to be noted as an influencer because she always had music around the house, you know, singing on Saturdays while we cleaned the house to gospel music and James Cleveland. That was more of her speed and still is her speed. My sister as well is beautiful soprano. And like so many singers and vocalists, jazz, gospel, etc., started off in the church. I started singing at Pilgrim Rest Missionary Baptist Church, and by the time I was 5 years old, I was a featured soloist at this church. And it was a pretty good sized church, 100 people, a couple hundred people. So I got used to performing right away and singing in front of large audiences. My formative years as well were in the 60s and 70s, so I was just, the music was just, it was just so alive. My ears were abuzz with the Black Arts Movement was going on, the Motown sounds. I heard the blues, Gut Bucket Blues. I heard just the beautiful pop sounds of Memphis and Philly soul, as well as jazz. All of these were influences on me, as well as singing with my buddies on the corner, doo-wopping, you know, singing the latest Jackson 5 song. That was our sport. And all of this was put together when I decided, well, maybe I want to sing. And I went to the American Conservatory of Music to get some training and some background.
Gonna see the river man, gonna tell him all I can about the band I'm feeling free. If he tells me all he knows by the way his river flows, I don't suppose that it's meant for me.
We're speaking with vocalist Bruce Henry, and you were saying, Bruce, that one reason that so many of your songs have messages comes from your association with the great jazz radio presenter Leigh Kamen.
The late, great Leigh Kamen, in one of his reviews, he called me the jazz messenger because there always has been a message to my music. So, you know, I sing some fun songs, light songs, and some people would even acknowledge me as a romantic balladeer. But if you look closely to all my sets, there's always a message, and that message is about empowerment of people, building community through music, and also remembering my ancestors through music. So I have a great love of history and a great love of African-American music history, and this comes out always in my performances.
I am the darker brother. They send me to eat in the kitchen, company comes. the table, yes, when company comes, when company comes.
My biggest hits with audiences? Well, I've had a long career, so that changed from decade to decade. But I would have to say, if I look at this, the song Spain by Al Jarreau would be one. Al Jarreau, Chick Corea, and classically derived from Rodrigo. That would be a big hit for me. Embraceable You is when I unabashedly embrace being a romanticist and singing the great Gershwin song of The House of the Rising Sun. In the last decade or so has been one of my most dynamic songs. So Africa Cries is an original song and has a message that came to me from out of a dream. There are a few of them.
Yeah, Bruce, all of those. But what about Nature Boy?
And then one day, oh, said a magic day passed my way. And while we spoke of many things. He told me about fools and kings. On this he said to me, oh, the greatest thing you will ever learn. You got to give love, got to give love and give it in return. To be loved in return.
Bruce Henry, he sings in front of a band and also presents many music education programs. For information on everything Bruce Henry, the web address is bruceahenry.com. Bruce A. Henry is also on Facebook. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.